a boundless moment. He halted in the wind, and what was that far in the maples, pale, but not a ghost? He stood there bringing March against his thought, and yet too ready to believe the most. "Oh, that's the paradise in bloom," I said, and truly it was fair enough for flowers. Had we but in us to assume in March such white luxuriance of May for ours. We stood a moment so in a strange world, myself as one his own pretense perceives, and then I said the truth, and we moved on. A young beech clinging to its last year's leaves.